Hi, and welcome to the Let's Talk Forex podcast with Alison and Chris. This week, we're talking about market sentiment and sentiment analysis, and especially why you shouldn't be too worried if you're trading against sentiment. I think a really good episode for a lot of beginners. You might be a bit confused by this indicator. As always, do send us any questions you have to podcast@fxscouts.com and enjoy. Hey, Alison.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Alison. I'm okay. I am still in my old house, a very empty old house, because my new house has no internet or hot water.
Oh, no.
Which is quite an exciting proposition.
So can you shower at the old house?
Yeah, so I'm back in the old house showering and here using the internet. At least I've got this. But yeah, it's very empty and quite cold. It's unfortunate.
I can imagine, yeah. What is the temperature then?
It's actually been really cold recently. It's been down to like single digits overnight. It's unusual for this time of year.
Yeah.
Not ideal for being in a house with no hot water.
No, definitely not. Or no furniture.
Indeed. Not ideal at all. But I'm all right, Alison. How are you doing?
No, I'm fine. I mean, as you know, our electricity went off because lightning struck something. I'm not quite sure. We're not getting much feedback. So electricity is off in the whole area. So I am I'm at my parents' house because they have solar panels. More and more people are starting to do in South Africa. So at least I've got a bit of security here. Well, energy security anyway.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Alison. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about market sentiment and sentiment analysis, and it's really an interesting topic, and something I don't think many sort of forex coaches or people on YouTube, you know, where a lot of people get their trading education from, talk about. So, market sentiment is basically the feeling or perception of traders towards a position of an asset. And it's actually an essential part of forex trading, and it plays a big role in determining the direction of the market. And sentiment analysis is basically identifying traders' positions, whether they're long or short, and then using this to inform your trading decisions. And, you know, we obviously talk about forex because that's our main focus, but it can be used for any assets, you know, for stocks, for indices and commodities. So yeah, so it's a very useful tool, but of course we'll get more into that now.
Yeah, exactly. And contrarian investors or speculators, traders, they look for crowds to either buy or sell a specific currency pair. So they're looking for what the majority are doing. And then they'll wait to take a position in the opposite direction of sentiment. And this is something we're going to talk about more later on, this kind of contrarian, using sentiment as a contrarian indicator. But yeah, so market sentiment is revealed through buying and selling activity. And so a lot of brokers provide this information on their platforms. So essentially, traders can see where the majority of traders are positioned, either long or short on whatever asset they're looking at. So then you can access this data on an interactive tool, and you can filter it by markets and asset classes, and then it'll display the percentage of traders that are long or short. And today we want to talk about how to incorporate this sentiment into a sentiment analysis trading strategy.
Yeah, and each trader basically has, you know, their own opinion of why the market is acting the way it does, and they sort of decide whether to trade in the same direction as the market trend, I guess, or against it. But the problem is that as retail traders, no matter how strongly you feel about a certain trade, you can't really move the markets in your favor, unless, of course, you're somebody like George Soros or Goldman Sachs. You might have more sway. But for the small retail traders, you've basically got to ride on the coattails of these bigger players in the market.
Yeah, exactly. So as a retail trader, you need to perform sentiment analysis. But you also have to be cautious in your approach. As I mentioned, you know, so client sentiment data usually acts as a contrarian indicator, a contrarian signal. This means that a successful sentiment trading strategy, you're often going to look to make a trade in the opposite direction of whenever sentiment shows a really strong directional bias. And this may seem counterintuitive, but it's really well-founded. And we're going to talk about why this is the case. So firstly, the majority of retail traders, and this counts for Forex as well, are trend fighters. This is just human nature, more than logic, because we see this pattern playing out over and over again. Traders attempt to call tops and bottoms in the market by trading reversals in strong trending markets. And this goes completely against the fundamental concept of the trend is your friend. It's something we've talked about before, Alison, you know, trading with the trend. It's very often a successful strategy, but retail traders generally don't follow this advice.
No, that is something that we find a lot, in the markets. And the second thing is that if the market is in an uptrend and sentiment is overwhelmingly short, then all those short traders are going to eventually need to do the opposite to close their position, which would involve buying to close. So, whether you've got a stop or your limit is hit, or you close your trade manually because now you're starting to lose too much money, it'll involve buying, which then will obviously drive the prices further upwards. So if short traders significantly outweigh long traders, then these short traders will eventually have to buy to close their positions. Yeah. And this then creates more and more buying momentum, and it'll benefit the long traders who now have been trading with the trend, who have identified the trend and are sort of doing what logic would say would be a good idea. It's a very interesting concept.
Yeah. And then finally, there's the unfortunate truth that most retail Forex traders are bad. They're not very good. So depending on where you find statistics, I'm sure most people listening to this will have seen, between 60 and 80% of retail traders lose money. So if you know that these unprofitable traders who are usually wrong, are most of them are currently long on the Euro USD, for instance, well, then, it might be a good idea to do the opposite of what they're doing, just a thought.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first started trading, I looked at client sentiment and I used to find it so confusing because I would have performed my own analysis and I had an idea for which direction I wanted to trade, if I was looking at a trend. But then when I looked at the sentiment, it used to be in the opposite direction. So then I would often go back and question my analysis. And I thought, flip, maybe I'm not seeing something that everybody else is seeing, or maybe they've got some news, or maybe, there's something that's just not sort of displaying, on the price action. So it's actually like pretty crazy making. And you start, it's not very good for your trading psychology. And you really start to doubt yourself. But once I realized that sentiment had a reputation as a contrarian indicator and sort of did this research, then it gave me a lot more confidence. And I realized, okay, my analysis is correct. It's opposite to what the general sentiment is, but it probably means that I'm on the right track.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you're not alone there, Alison. I think a lot of beginner traders, when they first start out, run up against the same problem. So how do you use sentiment analysis to inform your trading? So traders can often use sentiment at the very start of your analytical process, or you can conduct a thorough technical and fundamental analysis first and then seek out client sentiment as a confirmation of your trade. So yeah, using client sentiment, if you're going to use client sentiment as a starting point, this can be extremely useful as it can really inform which markets to trade and which direction to trade before you do conduct any other analysis at all. And then afterwards, you can use technical analysis to, find your entry and exit points for that market.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're going to establish, the market direction, as we were talking about with trend trading, then you want to also look for markets with extremes in positioning. So strong upward trending markets combined with extreme net short client positioning would result in a bullish signal. So what I mean, though, is basically if you see a very strong trend in the market, and you see a lot of people are, a huge percentage are trading against the trend, that's an opposite signal or contrarian signal, as we've just been, speaking about.
Yeah.
And another way of viewing the degree of sentiment is to consider the ratio of long to short traders. So a lot of it's widely considered that readings greater than 2-1 indicates a meaningful bias, because this translates to at least sort of 66.6% of traders net long short, and it gives you a strong indication of a possible contrarian signal.
Yeah. Some brokers allow you to overlay net long or short positions over the price chart, which is really helpful. IG in particular has a great tool, which provides a really comprehensive report on all major markets, and they'll show sentiment overlaid over the price. And then this report will produce a price chart for each market with sentiment superimposed. Includes a paragraph showing all relevant sentiment numbers, and then it'll provide either a bullish, mixed, or bearish trading bias. So, really cool one to look out for. I think XTB also has something similar as well.
Yeah, I think they've also got client sentiment on their, directly on the platform. So that's also quite useful. It's just good for confirming your positions. And then another useful tool, and something we have on our website, in fact, is the Commitment of Traders, or the COT report. And it's basically a weekly sentiment report that gives, traders important information on the positioning of currency pairs. And it's actually issued by the CFTC, or the Commodities Futures Trading Commission of the US, the US regulator. And this report is so useful as a cross-reference for your underlying forex strategy. So, having a look at that, it also gives you a very good idea of what the market sentiment is.
Yeah, because it gives you a look at all of the positioning of futures traders across a really wide range of markets. And you can use it as a proxy for the forex trading market. So the CFTC will break down long and short positions. And knowing where those positions are in the forex market is really valuable information. It's a weekly report, so it's released every week. We'll place a link to the report in the show notes as well. And then we'll also link to this more detailed educational piece that we've got on how to use it in your trading, if you guys are interested.
Yeah. So basically, in short, once you have a directional bias and you've found markets that have a strong sentiment, you then perform your usual fundamental and technical analysis. You look for chart patterns, identify your signal and your trigger, and define your exit points, or, manage your risk, of course, and that's basically your strategy. But you can use the sentiment analysis to really inform your trades and to do a double check on whether you're trading in the right direction. It's quite a nice double check, I find.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I think one of the most important things here is to be aware that just because sentiment is, a majority of traders are net long somewhere, and you're looking at your signals and they're telling you to go short, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Don't think that the majority of traders are correct, because they're very often not.
And then on that same note, you also don't want to just disregard it for the sake of disregarding it.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to do, a full analysis. But if you do, as you say, if you do come up against what the market sentiment is, don't doubt yourself.
No, don't doubt yourself. Exactly. Well, I think that about sums it up for sentiment. But what are we talking about next week, Alison?
Well, next week we've got a really exciting episode. It's something we've actually been sort of building up to in the last couple of weeks. I think we've been speaking about our episodes. And we're going to be talking to Caroline Rundle from Trading Angel. She has a channel on YouTube. And she's a professional trader and a trading coach. And her own trading journey from beginner to professional is a really inspiring one. And she's very easy and cool to talk to. So I'm sure, and I think she has some excellent trading tips. So I think it's going to be a really good episode.
Yeah, no, I think it will be. Really looking forward to chatting to her. Cool. Well, I look forward to that, Alison. You have a good rest of your week.
Yeah, you too. I hope your internet and hot water.
Yeah, gosh, so do I. So do I, Alison. You have no idea. and good luck with your, with your electricity issues too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. You have a great week, Alison. I'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye.